Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. I feel like preaching this morning. Is that okay? I know something's going on with me this morning. So y'all just need to hold on tight, be patient with me, and just follow along as close as possible. So I wanted to start off this morning with just saying, bless God's holy name. Let us bless the name of the one who is compassionate and faithful toward us. Let us bless the name of the one who works righteousness and justice for those who are oppressed. Let us bless the name of the one who remembers that we are just dust. Let us bless God's holy name. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are grateful to come before your throne today to worship you in spirit and in truth, to bless your holy name, for you are worthy of all the praise. Continue to use us all for your glory, O God. Thank you for the time that we have gathered together, unified and one in Christ. We love you, Lord, and we bless your holy name, for you are worthy. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's children said, what?
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
The neighbors can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here's just a little bit of TMI for you. You know, every morning after a time of prayer and devotion, I turn on the news, grind my coffee beans, and fix me a nice cup of brew. Anybody else kind of do that? All right, I've got some company here. I have to admit, I have a slight routine. I always turn on the television first, but today I couldn't find my remote control. So if you're anything like me, and the first step of a routine cannot be completed in a timely manner, maybe that's why I feel a need to preach this morning, it can quite possibly ruin your entire day. Anybody else? Yeah, okay, I'm getting a lot of nods. So I want to ask you, when was the last time you found yourself searching for something you could not find? Was it this morning before you came to worship? I see some people nodding. I know some of you worshiping with us online, you did not find your remote control early on this morning either. And those in your cars, you probably had a hard time finding maybe your keys. Anybody else been in that position? Yes. I know when we cannot find something, it can be extremely frustrating. Often we find ourselves spending a lot of time looking for something we have lost. Love, community, friendship, respect, the kids' shoes, Pastor Ashley, our glasses, Mina, our wallets or purses, something to ride on or something to write with, our car in the parking lot. I am famous for that one. These things may not be that important to us until we realize they are missing, and suddenly they become our top priority. Nothing else will matter until we find what we are looking for, no matter what it is. But see, while we are looking, sometimes our life is placed in a holding pattern, where there is no progression or change for a period of time. I don't know about you, but I've been feeling as if I have been in this holding pattern, with COVID positive numbers increasing, decreasing, only to increase once more. With the upcoming election and the politics that divide families, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and coworkers. With the continued fight for racial equality and the emerging unrest that comes with it, with Hurricane Sally, and even with the ongoing conflict throughout the church. This does not feel like losing my car in the airport parking lot, which has happened to me quite often. Verse 14 is the heart of this psalm. It is this love poem. It is a love song filled with assurance that says, God knows how we are made, and God remembers that we are just dust. Today feels like, in more ways than one, that as I am placed in this holding pattern of action and waiting, God is doing all the heavy lifting, holding the burdens that keep me up at night, giving me the strength in my weakest moments, and a community of friends to tell me to snap out of it. Because once again, God knows how we're made. God knows we are just dust. Always supplying our needs just at the right moment. So today I ask you to stop and pause, but just for a moment. And I want you to think about this question. How is God doing all the heavy lifting in your life? For the past several weeks, we have touched upon how, as a community, we hear God speaking to us through creation, how individually you are handcrafted by God, how praying Psalm 100 is dangerous because the psalm calls us to believe what we pray, no longer giving God lip service, but instead our life service. And how last week Pastor Neil McDavid reminded us to align our story with God's story, his story, which amounts to history. Psalm 103 is today's gift, inviting us into a path of spiritual renewal and looking at how God is merciful even when we find ourselves in a steady holding pattern. We are called to remember to proclaim it is because of his mercy. It is because of God's grace. It is because God will do all the heavy lifting that we are called to respond in praise and gratitude. Philippians 4:4 says, "What? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." We may find it difficult to rejoice in our problems, in the state of the community and our world, in the issues that plague and divide us. We may find it difficult to rejoice with the grief that embodies us or the pain that engulfs us. And even in this holding pattern that keeps us, we can always rejoice in the mercies and the grace of God. If you can't find anything to rejoice about, rejoice that God woke you up this morning. This psalm takes us beyond counting and writing down our blessings. It stirs our hearts and reminds us of the benefits of being in relationship with God. The benefits of knowing God. And sometimes we, as God's children, as followers of Jesus Christ, in the midst of this holding pattern, are given the strength as we are reminded of what God has done for us. No, what God does for us. A clear example of God's mercy can be found in verse 3. God forgives all your sins. God heals all your sickness. Verse 4, God saves your life from the pit. with a promise of eternity. God crowns and protects you with faithful love. God's compassion is enough to satisfy you with plenty of good things. This psalm is celebrating not a specific deliverance, but God's general activity and character toward us and the world, giving us once again reasons to praise. You may have heard this, but there's a story of an older man who was out fishing at a pond. He looked over and saw a frog sitting on the bank next to him. The frog looked at him and said, "If you pick me up and kiss me, I'll become the most beautiful woman and we can get married." The man kept on fishing. "Did you hear me? If you'll pick me up and kiss me, I'll turn into the most beautiful woman, and we can get married and live happily ever after." That goes on for a while. Then the man reaches down, picks up the frog, and puts it in his pocket. The frog asks, "What are you doing? Are you going to kiss me so that I can turn into the most beautiful woman in the world, and we can get married and live happily ever after?" The man responds, "I've been married to a beautiful woman for over 40 years, but a talking frog, that's something you don't see every day." So in the midst of this holding pattern, we are strengthened and we are reminded of what God ultimately does for us. Strengthens us in the most inopportune times, strengthens us when we need it the most, strengthens us as we sit still, having no idea what is to come. I think it is amazing to recognize that the holy and the profane, remember God says that we are made from dust, can share in this common space. See, as we become aware of ourselves and of others, those who are holding on or maybe searching and in ultimate need of the forgiveness from God, the fullness of life in God, the unity, community, and family of God, and an undeniable future with God, we are God's messengers of faith. Remember, several weeks ago, we said God is good. All the time, and all the time, God is good. Psalm 103 is the love song that contains the ultimate kiss. Keep it simple, silly. For some of us, praise and thanksgiving is not an automatic thing. Praise seems to happen like within this psalm as an outburst of a person who clearly knows very well what God has forgiven them in their life. Praise seems to happen when a person believes and recognizes that God is gracious and loving. Praise certainly happens when one has truly experienced the washing of God's mercy over and over again throughout their life. And as a result, they have been opened up to a whole new world of possibility. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let everything inside me bless his holy name. The imagery in this psalm gives us insight into the human condition as well as the abundance of God's grace. There is hope beyond hope in this text. It is a spiritual renewal that gives way to redemption and the sin that ensnares us and sends us away from God. And the only way to escape is by God's grace, to to be in relationship with the one true God and to worship within a community who loves you just as you are. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, let everything inside of me, everything, bless God's name. This psalm is brimming with the promise of a God whose steadfast love stretches high overhead, who beckons us into service and to give generously, even as we sit in a holding pattern. There is no logical reason why God would continue to persist in loving humanity, in loving us, but he does. Verse 17 says, but the Lord's faithful love is from forever ago to forever from now for those who honor him. In other words, God's steadfast love endures forever. And because of this, there's no other reason, but because of this, we give God praise and thanksgiving. So, beautiful people of God, our memory of what God has done and what God does, God's benefits, give us strength as we bear with one another, as we hear from one another, as we strengthen our relationships with each other, as we forgive one another individually and in community. This shapes us through God's grace so that we do not bear pain nor love alone. Even as some of us wait in this holding pattern, even as we align our story with God's story, God's mercy and grace binds God to us and us to God. This is the good news of the gospel, be it from the Old Testament or the New. We are God's divine messengers. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to verse 20. And I want you to hear the final two verses in this passage. I didn't make any of this up. We are God's divine messengers. Bless the Lord. You who are mighty in power and keep his word, who obey everything he says, bless him. All you heavenly forces, bless the Lord. All who serve him and do his will, bless him. All God's creatures, bless the Lord. Everywhere throughout his kingdom, let my whole being bless the Lord. And all that is within me. We have no other reason to bless and praise and thank God but for his love. His love is enough. His grace is sufficient. Bless the Lord because his love does endure forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's children said, Amen.